Okay, what do we have first?
Noun plus が苦手.
So, not used to or kind of can't get used to.
そうね。例えば、まあ、犬が苦手です。
Yeah, I'm not really used to dogs. Or I can't get used to dogs. So you don't really like them. But it's kind of a polite way of saying you don't like them.
そうね。Don't like, which is 嫌い, is way too strong, way too direct. So Japanese people tend to use 苦手 instead of 嫌い.
Now you have to be careful with 苦手 because there are several ways in which you could use it. We'll get into that a bit further. But for now...When it's が苦手, it's usually simply translated, don't like.
そうですね。
But think of, you know, how you would say that in English politely. Yeah, I'm not really, I can't get used to dogs or I'm not used to dogs.
Dog is not my favorite animal in the world.
Exactly. And that's the nuance of 苦手. Cut to the chase, don't like. But kind of dress it up and not so direct. Okay?So, next we're going to look at nominalizers.
Ah, 大変.
So, a nominalizer is just something that's attached to a verb or a phrase that makes it into a noun. And Japanese use it quite a bit. So, we have two mission-critical nominalizers that are...
の
and...
こと.
So, a very common pattern is verb plus...
の
and verb plus...
こと.
For this lesson, we're just going to focus on the dictionary form. So, dictionary form of a verb plus no, dictionary form of a verb plus koto. Okay. What verb would you like to take, Naomi-sensei?
Suru.
To do. And let's look at our first example.
Gorufu o suru.
Play golf.
Gorufu o suru no.
To play golf. Or playing golf.
Hanasu.
Speak.
Hanasu koto.
To speak.Speaking. So, when you attach no or koto, it nominalizes the verb. What does this mean, Naomi-sensei?
But like, for example, you can't say, I like eat-o, right?
Yeah.
I like to eat something.
Exactly. So, let's have an example using a verb plus a nominalizer in a sentence, and I think it'll become clear.
私は走るのが好きです。
I like running. I like to run.Let's go on and take a close look. First, we have...
私
I...
は
Topic marking particle...
走る
Run...
の
Nominalizer. So we take 走る plus no, and we get to run, or running.
が
Subject marker...
好き
Like...
です
And this is for politeness. So we have I running to run like. I like to run. I like running. So...Without that no, the phrase just doesn't work. 私は走るが好き。
変ね。
It's not grammatically correct.
I like run, みたいな感じですね。
Yeah. So you need that no in there. So for no and koto, we kind of translated them the same way. Some people translate them a bit different, but they're nominalizers.
そうですね。There's further explanation in the PDF.
Basically, no is used to express something subjective, where koto is used to express something more...General or more objective.
Oh, なるほどね. Yeah.
Today's lesson focused on no. Just in my experience, though, I kind of found like when you're talking about things you like, something no ga suki is quite a common pattern. Verb plus no ga suki.
Peter-san は何をするのが好きですか?
寝るのが好きです. I like to sleep.
なんか sounds like Japanese people.
Because everybody's working so hard.